Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sestrino back here for the Patreon Q&A. Happy Friday, everybody. Here we are, ready to kick off another weekend of Big Brother, week number 10 here. Very excited to have back with us a man who has been keeping this thing going for 65 days now, Taryn.
65 days. Today's day 66.
Yep. Only, big week. Only 4 days till day 69. Here he is. It's Taryn Armstrong.
Yes. What a double eviction. What a week we have here. The gameplay has been so interesting this season, Rob. So unique.
So unique. Very interesting. So we have not one, but two exit interviews that we're going to talk about here today. We've been putting these in the main podcast feed. I got a complaint from somebody that said recently, oh, you just talked about live feed spoilers and didn't even play the buzzer.
Rob, you have to play the buzzer.
I guess I have to play the buzzer. Do you think that we could, should we? Okay. So I guess let me just give a disclaimer. Should we use a disclaimer or hit the buzzer? Cause we should be able to talk about what we need to talk about here.
Okay. Yeah. And let's hit the buzzer.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Just letting you know, we're going to mention things from the live feeds. Okay. Live feed spoilers, and we don't have to dwell on this, but I feel like that we should at least, you know, set the stage a little bit of where we are in case people haven't had a chance to are here with us live, haven't had the chance to watch the live feed update yet from this morning.
Mm-hmm. To give you the update here, they played in the HOH and Highland won the HOH. He plans to target Tiffany.
Yep.
Yeah. He does not feel like she deserves to be in the end as much as he used to. Instead, he feels like Xavier is the best player, and thus Xavier is the one that he wants to sit next to in the end and not to.
Mm-hmm. But why?
Because he's Kylan. Because everybody has been telling him that Xavier will beat him in the end. And that has made him want to take Xavier to the end more.
Mm-hmm.
Wants to either beat Xavier or lose to Xavier, the best player, according to him, and then be asked back, like Cody.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not making this up.
No, I know. I've heard you talk about this. It just seems like he has like this, yes, that is what happened to Cody. But like that isn't like a hard and fast like rule of Big Brother of that, like you go to the end with the quote unquote best player, lose to them, and then you come back and then you play and then you win.
Yeah, it's it happened the once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's you know, like the thing about Cody, the thing about like Memphis is that they were in these dynamic duos. They were asked back not because they made a decision or would have made a decision to go to the end with a person that would have beaten them, but they were asked back because they were part of these very memorable, the Hitmen, the Renegades, dominant duos that really did an incredible job of playing the rest of the house against each other. And you know, Cody took Derek out of loyalty, and the fact that they were such a strong pair. This is not the case with Xavier and Kylan. I mean, and Kylan knows this as well. He has said, I don't have that great of a relationship with Xavier. I just think he's the best player and I want to lose to the best player. That's just who I am. You know, he's a big fan of Dragon Ball Z and he wants to be the Goku.
So true.
Yeah.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Yeah. All right. Taryn, let's listen in on our exit interviews. And of course, we get to watch them as well. Also, thanks to Jacob Jones, who was here in my spot last week as I can't believe it's been a week since we drove home from, drove home from New York. It's been a minute.
Feels like it's been forever since
I spoke. I feel like it was yesterday. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It feels like ages ago. It was before Claire was nominated by Tiffany.
Yeah. I don't know. For you, some of these are like, you know, every day in the Big Brother house is like 4 weeks for us. Okay. You want to hear from Claire first?
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. Let's bring up Claire.
Hello. Can I give a shout out?
Yeah.
Hello, Robin, Taryn. Of course, I'm a huge, huge fan. Of course, I listen to the updates every single day, and I'm pretty sure my family's been listening to updates. I sent them your link, but a true pleasure to be interviewed.
Oh, that was nice, Claire. Ooh. Thank you.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
That's very sweet of her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so shout out to Claire's family.
Yes.
Appreciate that. Okay. All right. Let's hear question number one for Claire. You know, full disclosure that, you know, we kicked around some ideas for questions for Claire, but we did hand off the, you know, final question sent in to the RHAP staff. Okay.
So, yeah, unfortunately, we are podcasting at the time that we have 1 hour formulating these questions. Yeah.
So double eviction. Okay. You know, I won't name names. All right. But let's hear the question. So we don't know what questions Claire is going to answer yet. Okay. All right.
All right.
All right. Here we go. All right. Question number one.
What has it meant to you to be a part of this season?
Okay. It meant to be a part of this season. All right. Very open-ended.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see what Claire has to say.
It's been an honor to be part of this season. It's an honor to be part of any season, but this season in particular, I am hoping will be an iconic season. And it's been a true blessing to be on it with such an amazing cast, such a cast of strong players who are there to be cutthroat and be strategic and make moves. And it's the most diverse cast that we've ever, ever had. And it's just truly an honor to be a part of it. It means absolutely everything to me.
Okay. I think we needed to drill down a little bit more with question number one.
Yeah. And it was, you know,
nice. It was fine. It was fine. Okay.
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, there's not a lot you can ask.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's try question number two for Claire.
Looking back, do you think you would have used your secret HOH power differently?
Okay. All right. Interesting. But she's probably going to say no.
I think she'll say, yeah, I think she'll say she probably should have used it differently.
Okay. Let's see what she says.
Looking back, if I knew now what I knew then, maybe. But dang, Kylan and Sarah Beth are just so hard to trust. They make it so hard to trust them. Would I have maybe put up Alyssa and Derek F? Maybe. But it's hard to know. And it was hard to know what deals were being made. I think I wish that I had talked to Tiffany more. And I wish that I had tried to make deals and gather information before going to play. But there were so many unknowns that I did what I thought was going to be best, and maybe it was what was safe, but with all these twists, that's what I felt like I had to do.
Okay. Twists made her just want to be safe, Taryn.
Yep. That's how it works.
Yeah. Well, she was very safe. She did keep it, play it safe.
Yeah. Yeah. In terms of playing it. Yeah. She probably played it pretty safe. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, she doesn't know still that, putting Alyssa, and Big D on the block, still, it wouldn't have mattered that much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good point.
Same outcome.
Claire does a lot of screaming in the diary room interviews. A lot of
did she just scream?
She does a lot on the show. She did a little one there.
What do I do?
Yeah. Okay. It's like a Chewbacca yell a little bit. All right. Let's go to question number 3.
You told Julie that you understood why Tiffany put you on the block. Can you expand on that?
Okay. Yeah, we wanted to hear her talk a little bit more about this. Let's see what she has to say.
Yeah, I think, you know, what I understand where I'm at is that Tiffany came in this game and she said that she didn't want to be the person that is responsible for putting two people who are Black on the block next to each other and forcing one of them to be sent home. And that is something that she came into the house with the intention of doing. And she stuck with it until she couldn't anymore, until I was the last remaining option after Alyssa, who's still a person of color, but until Alyssa came off the block. And I have to admire and I have to respect that that's something that she said she was going to do and she stuck with it. And that's what I understand. And I understand why she feels like she needed to do that and look out for that for all of them in the house. And I think it's not something probably a lot of people maybe understand, but I think it's something that I could see. And I'm happy that she shared that with me.
So it's interesting that I think she feels like, okay, well, Tiffany has something that she specifically wants to accomplish. I wonder if it changes her perception at all when she realizes that all of the cookout shared that same idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, it's not something that she sees yet. I think once she gets to the jury house and they start comparing notes, I think they're going to be like, this is making a little more sense. Kylan says there's a secret alliance. Azza says that she made a decision at the start of this game that, you know, she has her own personal sort of decision that she's made. Now Tiffany saying, I'm not going to put up these people. I think they're all going to sort of put it together at that point. And I think that I don't think it will change much for Claire, in terms of how she sees Tiffany's decision.
Okay. All right. Let's go to question number 4 for Claire.
Who do you think is playing the best game thus far?
Okay. Who do you think is playing the best game? You have a guess?
I mean, obviously Xavier is a top pick. I think she would love to say Tiffany, but it's probably going to be hard to say Tiffany considering Tiffany just evicted her, which was not a great move strategically, speaking. So I think she'll probably just say Xavier.
Okay.
Best game is so subjective. Because, you know, who's made the most moves that's benefited them? Maybe Kylan taking these odd shots, who's playing the best, who's in the best position to win is probably Xavier. Who's in the best position to get to the end? Probably Big D and Azza. I think that all of them are playing pretty good games. And of course, Tiffany and Chad, if they get to the end, then that's amazing in itself. But I think that there's still a lot of game left to play, and I'm looking forward to seeing what happens.
Yeah, it's pretty spot on.
It's a very good answer, actually. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's completely right. Xavier is in the best position to win. It doesn't necessarily mean that he has made the most moves. She recognizes that Kylan has made some good moves, but some of them have felt a little random. And obviously getting to the end, Azza and Big D are likely to, but not particularly likely to win. And she's correct that, if Tiffany or Hannah were to get there, it would probably be pretty impressive given that they are at a disadvantage at this point.
Okay. All right. Last question for Claire. And then we have our Alyssa interview coming up. Okay.
Who do you think is in the tightest alliance in the house?
Well, tightest alliance in the house. What do you think? She has an interesting answer here.
Tightest. I mean, she,
Xavier and Alyssa.
She might say Xavier and Alyssa. She might say Hannah and Tiffany. She might also say Azza, Big D, and Xavier. I know that Azza was talking about that final three to her.
Okay. All right. Tightest alliance in the house, Claire.
This is interesting. I think that the tightest alliance in the house might be X, Big D, and Azza.
Oh. Ooh.
And maybe Alyssa is somewhere in there as well. But I think that those three will stick together. X has no reason to turn on them, and they have no reason to turn on him. And I think that they could ride it out. I don't think Kylan's in any tight alliances, but I think he's probably in a lot of deals and a lot of alliances. But I really hope that Tiffany and Chada are also very, very tight and continue to look out for each other in the game.
Okay. All right. So good job there by Claire.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Should we get into our interview with Alyssa? Okay.
Let's hear what she has to say.
Let's hear what Alyssa has to say. All right. Let me just pull this one up, and then we will hear from Alyssa. Okay. It's in this window, and here we go. Alyssa interview. All right. Here she is. Alyssa. Okay. This is a short one. Okay. Ooh. Maybe all of our questions didn't get approved. Okay. Let's see. Maybe it's just short answers. Okay.
We're recording for Rob Has a Podcast. Do you respect the move Hannah made in the double eviction?
I do respect any game move people make in this house. I don't take anything personally. I do believe, though, that taking a shot at Xavier makes sense, but taking a shot at me was a waste of her HOH. I was never someone coming after her, and sitting next to Kylan, he was definitely going to take that shot at her before I ever would.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Given that from her perspective, it really doesn't make any sense for Hannah to take a shot at her. I think that's understandable. I'm definitely curious to see how this changes her perspective, how it changes her perspective when she finds out that, that Hannah was part of that the cookout exists.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to get as much, insightful info here from Alyssa. Let's hear question number two.
How did your strategy change once Christian was evicted from the house?
Okay. Anything you think she's going to hit here?
I think she's going to say that it was tough for her because she realized that she couldn't trust a lot of people that she thought she could in the house. And she had to sort of figure out where to go from there.
Okay. All right. Let's see.
Once Christian was evicted, I honestly do think that that did help my game because I was able to act all alone, innocent, not having alliance members and not having people aligned with me. And people did believe that I was able to just continue to lay low until I actually needed to start winning competitions.
Taryn, does she know that Christian is going to the house for to meet her after the season?
Does she know if he is?
I think that was his plan, right?
Oh, that he's, they had an idea that they were going to, link up after the season. I don't know if
does she still talk about him a lot?
She doesn't talk about him too much. But I think that she's she's down to get back together with him.
Okay. All right. Question number three.
Who, if anyone, do you feel the most betrayed by?
Yeah. What do you think? This is going to be Hannah?
Probably Hannah, yeah.
Okay.
I don't take any of this game personally, but game-wise, I do feel betrayed by Hannah. I really did want to keep going with her in this game and be a final two. I think she risked me being on the block and didn't realize that other people want to take that shot at me because me and X are a strong duo that people do see.
Yep. Hannah, you blew it. You left Alyssa up on the block. You didn't realize they were going to go up for her.
Yeah, she still doesn't know. I mean, there's definitely a big perception shift that's going to happen when she realizes that the cookout exists.
Okay. All right. Question number four.
Who do you think is the tightest alliance in the house?
Who does she think is the tightest alliance in the house?
You know, she might say Kylan and Tiffany, okay. Which would be pretty funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I do believe that X and Kylan possibly have some type of final two, and I think that's why they're not taking shots at each other. I also believe that I could see Hannah and Tiffany being close, Tiffany and Kylan being close. Honestly, I feel like everyone is really close. I really don't know anymore. I don't know why I was evicted, so it's hard to really tell, but I would say I could really see X and Kylan having a secret final two behind my back.
That, I mean, she's not wrong.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Okay.
Pretty good.
Ring the bell for Alyssa.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I wasn't expecting that. And then question number five. Okay. Record time for Alyssa to get through the five questions.
Who's playing the best game thus far?
Best game.
I think she's going to say Xavier.
Okay.
Or, you know, she may also say Hannah. I think she might respect Hannah.
Hmm.
I think Hannah is playing the best game, even though I do feel like she did waste an HOH this week. I think people are not targeting her. I think people underestimate her. And right now that's what people are keeping in the house. As far as her, Oz and Big D, people underestimate them, but I think Hannah has the potential to win the competitions to get her to the end.
Okay. There you go. There's five questions with Alyssa.
Boom.
Yeah. We got
that. See, that to me, that's exactly why I wanted Hannah. That's why I was liking that Hannah was making that final two with Alyssa. I do think Alyssa is somebody that respects the game. The fact that that Hannah was being more active, she had this extra thing outside of the cookout. I think Alyssa seems to respect it, and she's going to go to the jury house, and I think they're going to respect it.
All right. If you are listening to us in the main podcast feed on the exit interview coverage, we're going to leave you now and say goodbye. And for the patrons of Rob's podcast, we are going to continue on taking your questions. Of course, if you would like to hear the rest of what we're going to talk about today, you can always jump in at robisawebsite.com/patron.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.